In Afghanistan, another civilian has fallen victim to a new U.S. assassination drone attack in the south. A local official in Helmand province says the civilian was killed in the Nawa district. On Thursday, a child was killed and two women were wounded in a drone strike on a home in Helmand. Top U.S. military commander, General Joseph Dunford, has apologized for the strike and promised to investigate it. The Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, has strongly condemned Thursday's airstrike. He has threatened to reject the planned security pact with the U.S. if, quote, oppressions by foreign forces continue in his country. Of course, Mona Fayez Khorshid joins us. Fayez, tell us more about this new assassination drone attack by the U.S. And of course, is the Afghan president going to not follow through with the security pact as a result?
Well, Kavi, the number of civilian victims by U.S. drone operations is rapidly rising in this war-torn country. The provincial council chief of Helmand in southern Afghanistan has told me that one more civilian has been killed by another drone attack in the same region in Helmand, this time in Nawa district. And those Afghan officials there in Helmand have strongly condemned this. And it comes at a very sensitive time. It is the second civilian death in less than 24 hours by drone operations in that part of this country. And it comes as tensions are already mounting between Kabul and White House. President Hamid Karzai yesterday has strongly condemned the U.S. drone attack in that region. He said that he's not going to sign the security deal if U.S. forces airstrikes on Afghan homes continue. We know that the U.S. top military man here, Joseph Dunford, has apologized, and he told President Karzai that he has already sent a team of investigators to Helmand to find out what really happened there, but it has not calmed him. We understand the tensions are mounting, and President Hamid Karzai is saying that he's not going to change his mind. He's not going to change his position. He's not going to put his signature on the security deal, which is very important for Washington. This deal is all about the future of U.S. military presence in this country. If it is signed by President Hamid Karzai, the Obama's administration will be able to have a long-term military involvement beyond 2014 in this country. But there are many people, political opponents of President Karzai here in Kabul, who don't trust President Karzai. There, and President Hamid Karzai's decision to delay signing this deal has left many here guessing, and they want to know what his game plan is. President Hamid Karzai is a man who has always been very critical of U.S. military operations. This time, he says he won't allow American forces to kill innocent civilians during their nighttime operations.
Very well. We'll leave it there. Thank you very much. Fayez Khorshid there, correspondent, talking to us from Kabul.